Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Lape, who's the president of Mohawk's residential business. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific, Kemp. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, good. We're down here in Texas at Mohawk's aligned dealer meeting called Solutions, and I wanted to ask you about the carpet launching that you're doing this year, what you're doing to change the product line. So tell us real quickly a couple of the highlights of what you're doing from a carpet perspective for 2017.
Sure. We have a fantastic slate of carpets across all of our major fiber platforms, most notably on the Triexta side and on the polyester side. Our biggest launch of this show clearly has been Smart Strand Silk Reserve. Silk Reserve represents the next generation of our highly successful silk franchise, and it represents a total new level of softness with consumers. A softness that literally has been unmatched with anything we've ever seen in the marketplace. And furthermore, it's been validated by being tested in the consumer marketplace on preference, and it is astounding to us how soft it is and how much consumers are resonating with this product. Kemp, we did mall intercepts with people to say, which product do you like the best? And let me tell you one thing we've learned is that consumers don't like soft carpet. They love soft carpet. Furthermore, is that if you can build a balanced soft carpet construction, retailers and manufacturers can win in residential retail. Now, we're not stopping there. We're doing some polyester introductions. We've got our Forever Fresh franchise that's being expanded. We're doing a whole pattern group in polyester that is just fantastic with terrific designs, terrific values on the polyester side of the business. And lastly, as you know, we have another secret category that we've been working on that we're really excited about. It's a category called USF, which is Unified Soft Floor Covering, and we're going to be kind of going into further detail of that, as you know, a little bit later, but we're giving a little bit of a sneak peek to just a few dealers here, but that's a whole new category that we're just thrilled to bring to market here in 2017, so we couldn't be more excited with the product plan.
Now, let's go back to Silk Reserve for a second. So this is Triexta. We saw 5 years ago your introduction of Silk. Everybody else in the business also came out with Ultra Soft. We were moving from, just to be kind of Linhead talk for a minute, we were moving from a 9 DPF down to a 4 DPF. It was super soft. But then the market kind of turned away and moved back up to kind of a medium soft, and now you're taking this even further soft. Talk a little bit about that strategy.
Well, first of all, I would say two things. Number one, DPF is only one subcomponent of soft. It is certainly not the overriding component on soft. Second of all, to be honest, not many things have surprised us more than seeing, I would say, some other manufacturers moving away from soft, because I can tell you with confidence here at Mohawk that we try and build products with one state of mind. We look at the consumer backwards. We have not found a single consumer that doesn't value soft and doesn't find softer products to be more luxurious to put in their home and, quite frankly, pay more for those products. So irrespective of what other competitors may be doing on the soft, we want to go with where the consumer is, and we have already seen with the response by both dealers and consumers with Silk Reserve, first of all, we use a word that's called astonishingly soft. It is spectacularly soft, and consumers love it. Second of all, we've done some torture testing with it, as we've always been known here. We use Max the Rhino, a 5,400-pound rhino, and we've done testing on the product, so the product has stood up to all the durability testing, and we basically are building the most balanced construction with terrific hand and bulk in a terrific, durable, performing product, and that is Smart Strand Silk Reserve, and we are thrilled for 2017 prospects for that product.
Mm-hmm. For clarity, let me just explain to our audience what a mall intercept is. Some may not understand. You went out to 10 markets, and you asked probably 500-600 consumers, come over here, spend some time with us for a few minutes. You showed them different products, and the end result, 4-1, was is that they preferred this new Silk Reserve, right?
Well, just simply, we put it on the table and said, not telling them what any of the products were, and they were all of similar like kind and quality, and we asked them a really tough question in business today. Which one would you like to have in your home? And it's amazing when they feel the products and they know that all product today, because let's face it, the consumers are pretty wise. They know basically all products are stain resistant. And for the most part, they know all products probably are going to hold up to their demands. So at the end of the day, it's style, design, and softness that differentiates them. So we look at those as real attributes. We spend a lot of time on style and design, but this softness absolutely resonates with consumers, and there's no comparison. Once again, as we've always said, we listen to the consumers, and the consumers speak fairly really loudly, and we are going to go where they want us to be, and that is Smart Strand Silk Reserve.
Which is a product you own exclusively, and they can't buy anywhere else, right?
Well, we have Trixta exclusively, and while I think others will try and make products of a similar nature, I think it would be a challenge to make anything that has the combination of balanced construction, performance and durability, unmatched softness, and unmatched stain resistance. We really think we have literally the latest generation of performance luxury carpet, and that's why we positioned Silk Reserve at the top of the pyramid. And they're just our consumers, and we all have to understand there's consumers that walk into stores and say, I want to buy the best. And we make, we believe, the best performing, best attribute residential carpet in the business, and that is Smart Strand Silk Reserve.
Okay. That's a great question, and I wanted to ask you this. As you start looking at the multiple launches that you have here today, tell us a little bit about your hierarchy of good, better, best, if you would.
Well, sure. Obviously, we have in our PermaStrand, which is our olefin business, and that's a combination of our Main Street and our lower-end Berbers. Then in our polyester business, we actually have a fairly wide spectrum in polyester where we go from some medium high-value, high-bulk polyesters into the next-gen soft polyesters, and those are our Forever Fresh series and PETs. Then we go into our SmartStrand Trixta franchise, and we have SmartStrand Ultra, SmartStrand Silk, and SmartStrand Silk Reserve. So what we provide is within each of those categories, we provide a logical trade-up opportunity for each of our retail partners, as well as a warranty expansion across each of those categories, an opportunity for the retailer, presumably, to margin up as they trade up in those categories. But the key is we want to try and help retailers upsell. The biggest challenge in the industry today is retailers downselling in carpet. We're seeing it from a distance. It is a problem for the industry. It's a problem for our partners in retail, and it's our responsibility to give them the options of trading that consumer up and giving them a good value to trade up with. It's backed with stories and brands and durability claims on the product that really gives that consumer comfort when they essentially pay more for that carpet and gives them a great buying experience. That is our charge to do with our retail partners.
And where does Karastan fit into all this?
Karastan is at the high end of style and design. Obviously, it's backed by a function of performance, but Karastan is our limited distribution. It is essentially, it's our Rolex, Mercedes, and BMW all rolled up into one. That is the top of our pyramid on true style design and pattern differentiation in our Karastan business. Our Karastan dealers, you probably heard it on the floor, they are thrilled. The colors are the best they've ever been. Every aspect of our Karastan business, all the 101 basics on the Karastan business are performing well, but I'll tell you, if you look at the patterns and designs coming through on Karastan, both in tufted and in woven, both in synthetic and in wool, it's fantastic. The response in this and our Karastan dealers, those are our oldest, most cherished relationships, and we have seen that group probably never more satisfied than they are with what's coming out of Karastan today.
I've got a comment on that Karastan. I mean, you know, Marshall Fields built that plant in Eden, North Carolina, and you're making woven products out of wool, and I don't believe there's anybody else in the business here in the United States doing that.
Well, I don't believe there is, but I can tell you this, that Eden, North Carolina plant, that is one of the American originals. That is a wood floor plant. That is a true craftsman's plant. And we bring customers through there occasionally with pride. That is a very unique facility with a lot of tradition. And if you want to talk about American legacy manufacturing, that's where it's at. And that's the quality and performance that our customers have come to trust in Karastan.
All right, one last question, if you don't mind. We've watched as residential carpet has lost share. I know it's almost a crystal ball question for you here, but where do you think this levels out, and what's the future going to bring us in this carpet category?
Well, first of all, I think you have to start with the premise that products do and segments do ebb and flow. Just like carpet one time took out wood and wood is now taking out carpet, there is trends that occur in the business. But I think you have to take a little bit more of an internal view is that we have to look at ourselves as manufacturers within the segment is that we have to innovate and excite the consumer. It's not a matter of manufacturing capabilities that has led carpet to essentially go down in demand. We haven't excited the consumer enough. I can only speak for what we're trying to do is we are not sitting still. We're trying to innovate on style and design. We're trying to innovate on performance. And now we're trying to innovate, as you know, with our new USF product. We're trying to innovate even on sustainability and installation as well as the performance of the product. So I can only speak for our company. We are trying to be as aggressive as we can to put more options out there for the consumer to change that trend. Trends do come and go, but the reality of it is carpet is still the leading category within the floor covering industry, and at the same time, it's the one with probably the most potential for innovation. Let me just ask you this, Kim. Do you realize we've been making and tufting carpet the exact same way for 50 years? sounds a little strange. Doesn't that sound like there's an opportunity? Well, I think it's a challenge to us, and it's a challenge to the industry, that none of us can just look at making it wider, longer, faster. We have to figure out ways of making it different with the eye of the consumer backwards rather than the eye of our assets forward. And I will say, it's not saying we're always doing it right, but we're trying very hard at Mohawk to accomplish that for consumers and our retail partners.
All right, great, Tom. You've got a lot to talk about. It's good to talk to you and catch up with you. Again, been talking to Tom Lape, the president of Mohawk's residential business, at their solutions meeting in Dallas, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.